जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारिय जमुना तीरावन चारिय जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जयो प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद। जायम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जायम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, व्रज भूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा माई जमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की, समागत भक्त वृंद की, All glories to Assembly Odis, All glories to Assembly Odis, All glories to Assembly Odis, All glories, All glories, All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. This morning we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, entitled The General History, Chapter 7th, entitled Lord Krishna Instructs Uddhava, verse 20. So I'll recite the verse word by word, then you can repeat after me. Atmano Gurur Atmaiva Purushasya Visheshata Yat Pratyaksha Anumanabhyam Shreyo Sa Anuvindate. Atmano Guru Ratmaiva. Atmano Guru Ratmaiva. Purushasya Visheshata. Purushasya Visheshata. Yat Pratyakshanu Bhavabhyam. Yat Pratyaksha Anubhavabhyam. Shreyosav Anuvindate. Shreyosav Anuvindate. Atmano Guru Ratmaiva. Purushasya Visheshata. Yat Pratyakshanu Bhavabhyam. Shreyosav Anuvindate. Atmano Guru Ratmaiva. Purushasya Visheshata. Yat Pratyakshanu Bhavabhyam. Shreyosa Anuvindate. Please recite. Atmano Guru Ratmaiva. Purushasya Visheshata. Yat Pratyakshanu Bhavabhyam. Shreyosa Anuvindate. आत्मनो गुरुरात्मैव पुरुषस्य विशेषता यत् प्रत्यक्षानुभावाभ्याम् श्रेयो सावन विन्दते आत्मनो गुरुरात्मैव पुरुषस्य विशेषता यत् प्रत्यक्षानुभावाभ्याम् श्रेयो सावन विन्दते एनीबडी फ्रॉम वैष्णवीस आत्मनो गुरुरात्मैव पुरुषस्य विशेषता यत् प्रत्यक्षानुभावाभ्याम् श्रेयो सावन विन्दते विल सी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग आत्मनः ऑफ हिमसेल्फ गुरु द इंस्ट्रक्टिंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर आत्मा हिमसेल्फ एव इंडीड पुरुषस्य ऑफ ए पर्सन विशेषता इन ए पर्टिकुलर सेंस यद बिकॉज प्रत्यक्ष बाय हिज डायरेक्ट परसेप्शन अनुमानाभ्याम एंड एप्लीकेशन ऑफ लॉजिक श्रेय रियल बेनिफिट असौ ही अनुविंदते कैन इवेंचुअली गेन Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In His manifest pastime, Srila Prabhupada gave translations and purports till 10th canto, 13th chapter. Following remaining section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the translations and purports were written by disciples of Srila Prabhupada, mainly Hridayanandas Goswami Maharaj, Gopi Parananda Sadhikari Prabhu and Dravida Das Prabhu. So we are reading translations and purports given by these three personalities. Translation: An intelligent person, expert in perceiving the world around him and in applying sound logic, can achieve real benefit through his own intelligence. Thus, sometimes one acts as one's own instructing spiritual master. So please repeat the translation in response. An intelligent person, expert in perceiving the world around him and in applying sound logic can achieve real benefit through his own intelligence. Thus sometimes one acts as one's own instructing spiritual master. Purport. As illustrated in this chapter by the conversation between King Yadu and the Avadhuta, a sensitive, reasonable person can acquire real knowledge and happiness simply by carefully observing the world around him. By observing the happiness and distress of other living entities, one can understand what is benefit and what is destructive. Srila Jiva Goswami states in this connection, Guru Anusarane Pravartaka Iti Artha. The knowledge acquired by one's own perception and intelligence leads one to appreciate the value of the representative of Lord Krishna. The word Shreyas in this verse indicates that one can advance in life through one's own intelligence. By good association, one should gradually come to understand one's eternal position as servant of Krishna. And then one can become very eager to live in the company of other enlightened persons. Birds of a feather flock together. The symptom of an enlightened servant of Krishna is that he is eager for the company of other such great souls. Thus, by one's sensitive and rational observation of this material world, one should come to appreciate the value of spiritual life in the association of devotees. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। आई एम वेरी वेरी हैप्पी टू बी अमंग्स ऑल ऑफ यू स्पेसिफिकली इन दिस very holy place which is a replica of Vrindavan, and my sincere most thanks to all the devotees, specifically Anant Raghava Prabhu, for giving me this opportunity for discussing Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification and whatever small benefit I can do for others. So Prabhuji has told me that I can speak on selected topics which I can select the topic. So generally there are some sections of Srimad Bhagavatam which I personally relish a lot. Everyone individually might have their own choices of specific sections from Bhagavatam. Although Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning it is declared that Srimad Bhagavatam is a ripened fruit. So in ripened fruit, you can't say that, you know, this particular section of the ripened fruit is more ripened than other section. But nonetheless, you know, a reader's perception can be different towards how each section of Bhagavatam is more enlightening to himself. And every individual speaker can have his own choice of which section is most dear to him. In the lives of great acharyas also we see that some particular section they used to like a lot. So in my own life, when I started reading Bhagavatam in 2008, I heard from my superiors that about the struggle which Srila Prabhupada took to write the commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he took like more than 11-12 years to write Srimad Bhagavatam. So that time I have decided that I should read at least once Srimad Bhagavatam entirely, through and through. Who knows whether we'll get this life again or not. So at least now that we have got human form of life, we should read at least Srimad Bhagavatam once. That was what was my conviction in 2008. And while going through this Srimad Bhagavatam, there are certain sections which got, you know, memorized in my, you know, intelligence or consciousness. Specifically, the section where Jada Bharat gave instructions to King Rahugan, Rishabhadev gave instructions to his sons, and Prahalad Maharaj section, and nonetheless this section where I thought today we should discuss from. Because the whole idea of this verse is little radically outside the concept of regular reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. So something which is radically out sometimes gets stuck in intelligence. So this section is 11th canto. Sometimes generally devotees try to skip 11th canto because the purpose and the commentaries is not given by Srila Prabhupada. But nonetheless, the whole idea of the 11th canto is very, very instructive, and sometimes bewildering. Specifically that section when there is description of disappearance of Lord Krishna is a bit bewildering. But here, before Lord Krishna disappears, he is giving instructions to Uddhava. And when he is giving instructions to Uddhava, he is quoting another conversation which took place between King Yadu and Avadhut Brahmana. So, in the beginning of the purport, we get a hint, and here it is stated that, as illustrated in this chapter, by the conversation between King Yadu and the Avadhuta, a sensible, responsible person can acquire real knowledge. So, let's analyze the verse. It says, Atmano Gurur Atmaiva. So, Atmano means himself, Gurur means, in this word to word meaning, it is said the instructing spiritual master. Atmaiva means himself. So, Krishna is telling Uddhava, one can become one's own spiritual master. Now, if this idea is being told to somebody who is very new in Krishna consciousness, he may feel a little awkward. Or rather, this whole idea of guiding oneself, if somebody says that, you know, I do not have my spiritual master, I am my spiritual master, he is considered whimsical. You understand this word called whimsical? So let's read through and understand what exactly this verse is trying to teach us, and what Krishna is trying to teach Uddhava, and through Uddhava, how he is instructing us. So, Atmano Guru Ratmaiva and Purushasya Visheshataha. So, it is not that Guru, one can become his own Guru by all in all. He says Visheshataha, which may not be very clearly visible in the translation, but in word to word meaning it says, in a particular sense. I'm sorry, I'm feeling cold. Hare Krishna. And then the third line says, Yat Pratyaksha Anubhava Bhyam. So we all, when we came initially to Krishna consciousness, we were told that there are three types of gaining knowledge. And the first one is Pratyaksha, and second one is Anuman. And we thoroughly condemned Pratyaksha and Anuman Praman, and we established Shabda Praman. But here Krishna is telling Uddhava how one can become one's own spiritual master by Pratyaksha and Anuman. So it is another radical thought which can possibly contradict with regular standards of devotional service. Yat pratyaksha anubhava bhyam shreyo sva anuvindate. So now, first of all, to be one's own spiritual master, one's own instructing spiritual master, one needs some level of understanding about shastras. So many places in the scriptures it is many times enforced that a spiritual master is not an independent source of authority. A spiritual master or the spiritual process is always through scriptures. So we generally say sadhu, guru and shastra. So a guru is always dependent on previous spiritual masters or other spiritual masters and shastra. So when one is acting as one's own spiritual master, definitely scriptures play a very significant role which can never be negated. So when you have a proper spiritual knowledge, and when you see around the world with that spiritual knowledge, yat pratyakshanubhavabhyam, having a very good sound logic of this material world, only then one can understand what is his real self-interest and then progress from there further. So sometimes it has become, impudent arrogance on a part of conditioned souls who say that, you know, we don't find good spiritual masters, as if he has done the scan of entire material world. And they say that, you know, these days the spiritual masters are not like those of the original traditional Vedic system, as if he has seen the entire world. As if he has read through the whole Bhagavatam of Srila Prabhupada or great Acharyas. Even if somebody says like that, the scriptures through sound logic, he can understand what is real benefit for himself through scriptures, if he is really sincere. So the scriptures say that a candidate should be very sincere, then only a very sincere or a very expert guide will be sent to him. So the very fact that a person saying that, you know, I don't find a proper spiritual master, itself proves that he is not sincere. So such kind of ashastric radical thoughts sometimes are injected in conditioned souls, just to not, I mean, to make him not surrender to a spiritual master. So here, in this very section, Krishna is instructing Uddhava about a specific instance that took place many, many years back, according to Krishna. There used to be a king, his name was Kuru, just mentioned as Kuru king. So I don't know which, you know, generally anyone who is descendant of Kuru is also called as Kuru. So he is the original Kuru or Kuru Vamshi, I am not very sure. But it is described that he is a king of a Kuru. And while he was wandering around the forest, he comes across this Avadhut Brahmana. So this Avadhut Brahmana apparently was not engaged in any activity. I'll read translations after few verses. Sorry, this is not Kuru, this is Yadu. My mistake. Yadu king, or even one who comes in Yadu Vamsha, also called as Yadu or Yadava. So this is 27th verse. Shri Yadu said, O Brahmana, I see that you are not engaged in any particular religious activity, and yet you have acquired a most expert understanding of all things and all people within this world. Kindly tell me, sir, how did you acquire this extraordinary intelligence? And why are you traveling freely throughout the world, behaving as if you were a child? So this particular Brahmana, externally looking, was little healthy. But he was not doing any activity. You, however, although capable, learned, expert, handsome, and most eloquent, are not engaged in doing anything, nor do you desire anything. Rather, you appear stupefied and maddened as if you were a ghostly creature. So sometimes an activity of a very great saintly persons cannot be understood by normal persons. Here Yadu, being very much trained in devotional service, when he saw just by vision, he could understand this person to be a very great saintly person. Whereas we see King Rahugan was not very expert in understanding one who is advanced in devotional service, and he had to wait till the time Jadabharat starts speaking. So, in that particular purport, Prabhupada says that an expert spiritual person and a foolish person cannot be detected till the time they speak. So, speech is a significant faculty of a particular conditioned soul. And just by his speech, you can understand what quality the person is of. So here, after being asked in this particular way by Yadu, the Brahmana starts replying. I'll go a little further because we can't take each and every verse. So the Brahmana said, this is verse 32. My dear king, with my intelligence, I have taken shelter of many spiritual masters. Having gained transcendental understanding from them, I now wander about the earth in a liberated condition, please listen as I describe to them. So the Brahmana starts describing that in my life I had many spiritual masters. So one who is sincere, he not only finds one, but he finds many spiritual masters. And there can be of various categories of spiritual masters. Spiritual master can also be a person from whom we are not supposed to learn something. So it is very, very different approach towards Krishna consciousness altogether, which this Avadhut Brahmana gives us. Then going ahead, he says, O King, I have taken shelter of 24 gurus. Just imagine, he could find 24 gurus. He says, who are following, the gurus are following the earth, the sky, the air, water, fire, moon, sun. I'll read further. But these are all the categories with whom we cannot interact. I mean, as a normal conditioned soul, we cannot interact with earth. We cannot interact with air, sky, water, fire, moon, and sun. Of course, if you are a heavenly being, you can interact with moon god and sun god. But I'm talking about normal conditioned souls. So we cannot interact with any of these persons. But here, Avadhut Brahmana says, they are my gurus. Then he says, pigeon, python, the sea, moth, honeybee, elephant, and a honey thief. The deer, the fish, the prostitute pingala, the krura bird, and the child, the young girl, arrow maker, serpent, spider, and wasp. My dear king, by studying their activities, I have learned the science of self. Can you imagine? These all personalities, this Avadhut Brahmana, one who is really elevated soul, he is considering all these personalities as gurus. And very surprisingly, there is mention of the prostitute Pingala. He is considering Pingala also as a guru. So one who is sincere seeker, he can never say that, you know, I can't find my teacher. Just this reminds me about an incident that took place in life of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was in early 60s printing this Back to Godhead magazine and distributing in Delhi. And one particular person, I don't remember, he met Srila Prabhupada and he told Srila Prabhupada that, Swamiji, you are writing these magazines, this is good, but why don't you write books? Because books are last longing. People read magazines and sometimes smash it away. Why don't you write books? And Prabhupada considered him to be his guru. Although that person was in a tea shop, if I'm not wrong, in having his tea. And Prabhupada considered him as a guru because his own spiritual master, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had instructed Prabhupada that you should write books. So any instructions which is in the line with our spiritual master, if somebody gives the same instruction, he is also a guru. So we'll start off with each and every section or each and every guru which this Avadhut Brahmana is learning from, which an expert person can also learn. So now he goes ahead, he says, please listen, O son of Maharaj Yayati. So more specifically, this Yadu king is son of Maharaj Yayati. O tiger among men, as I explain to you what I have learned from each of these gurus. A sober person, even when harassed by other living entities, living beings, should understand that his aggressors are acting helplessly under the control of God. And thus he should never be distracted from the progress of his own path. This rule I have learned from earth. So anyone who is disturbing us, there are two factors. One factor is they are helplessly, helplessly acting under the control of God, or rather we should understand they are helplessly acting under the influence of Maya. In one of the pictures in Bhagavad Gita, there is a very good portrait of a conditioned soul being, I don't know how many of you have gone to a puppet show. You see, we only see the puppet, but we don't see that the puppet is being danced upon by a person who is moving his hands. And it looks as if the puppet is singing. The way it is set up is as if the puppet is singing, as if the puppet is dancing. But we in this material world also we see that sometimes people, even though you are not at fault, they come and chastise you. They say X, Y, Z, you are like this, like this, like this. Dimag kharab hai tumhara. You are driving a vehicle. Even though you are not at fault, the other person comes and says, dikhta nahi hai kya? Right? So, a person who is expert in understanding this material world, he understands that this guy is acting under the influence of Maya. Why should I act in a similar way? What will be the difference? Like sometimes, I used to travel a lot in the train. For just 3-4 hours of journey, people used to come and fight, ye mera seat hai. And they fight for so long that the whole journey is completed. And then I realized, what a foolishness. At least you could have stood peacefully. Right? But you ended up fighting so much that neither that person nor you could have a peaceful journey. He says, the aggressors are acting helplessly under the control of God and thus should not be distracted from the progress of his own path. Because if you are trying to progress in something, specifically in this material world, there will be definitely opposition, because that's how this material world has been designed. This rule I have learned from earth. And in the purport, Hridayananda Das Goswami Maharaj and others write that earth is a symbol of tolerance. Some people dug earth to get oil from its crust. Still, earth will not protest at all. Earth, the duty of Mother Earth is to provide necessities for humankind, and it continues to do so, irrespective of how people behave on this world. Here, specifically, Earth is being glorified because Earth is not dependent on how we respond to Earth. In an example, sometimes a small child is very, very reluctant to eat food. But a mother will nonetheless feed that child, because it knows that this is what the child needs. Sometimes child says, I don't want to eat food. He does hangama, he beats the ground, he goes round and round. But mother is very expert. Mother sometimes, in the cover of a chocolate, she can give medicines also. So only a mother knows how to catch hold of the child. So similarly, Mother Earth is undisturbed by the way people behave towards her. So that is what he has learned from Earth. We'll go a little further. We'll go on till the time goes. We may not complete all the 24 gurus. This itself is another seminar which goes on for 4 to 5 days of around 2 hours of discussion on each particular guru. Next, this is verse 38. A saintly person should learn from the mountain to devote all his efforts to the service of others and to make welfare of others the sole reason for his existence. Similarly, as a disciple of tree, so this Brahmana is telling, I am disciple of a tree. A disciple of a tree, he should learn to dedicate himself to others. Can you imagine, sometimes we ask, Prabhuji, aapka spiritual master, aapka guru kaun hai? Somebody says, tree is my spiritual master. It's a crazy. Sarak gaya, gone crazy. So here, there are two beings have been described who live only for the benefit of others. See, a tree, will ever a tree eat its own fruit? Never. Tree, even though stands in shady, in sun, gives shade to others. A tree will never work for his own sense gratification. Same case is with mountain. By mountain, it gives shelter to many living beings, like animals, carnivorous animals and various beings. So, we'll read a little bit of purport. Great mountains bear unlimited quantities of earth, which in turn gives sustenance to innumerable forms of life such as trees, grass, birds, animals and so on. Mountains also pour forth unlimited quantities of crystalline water in the form of waterfalls and rivers. And this water gives life to all. So in this way, mountain and tree teaches us that our existence should be for benefiting others. Any intelligent person in this material world, how can you identify a person if a person is intelligent? The first symptom is that he will not work hard for sense gratification. That is the first symptom of a person who is intelligent. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Nateshu Ramate Buddha. Because the sense gratification comes on its own accord. Just take it from me, or rather take it from the scriptures in a certificate. If you are supposed to get a particular quantity of sense gratification, you will definitely get it. You don't have to work hard. And if something is not meant for you, even if you break mountains, you will not get it. So do not work hard for sense gratification. This is what Rishabha told to his sons also. Nayam deho deha bhajan loke, kashtan kaman arhate budvijame. Tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam shuddhet yasmat brahma saukyam tvanantam. So from the life of a tree and mountain, he understood that my life is meant to be used in the service of others. Only when a person has that quality, he can be considered as an intelligent human being. Whereas in the modern scenario, a person who is very expert in sense gratification is considered very intelligent. This is that mera beta B.Tech kiya, IIT mein padha. Abhi bahut bada company ka owner hai. Bahut intelligent hai. And people sometimes think that a person who is very expert in using gadgets is very intelligent. Bolte hai, computer chala leta hai. And that is the definition of the people. They consider him to be intelligent. But actually, according to scriptures, anyone who is not engaged in sense gratification or working hard for sense gratification is an intelligent person. Going ahead, a learned sage should take his satisfaction in the simple maintenance of his existence and should not seek satisfaction through gratifying material senses. In other words, one should care for material body in such a way that one's higher knowledge is not destroyed, so that one's speech and mind are not deviated from self-realization. We'll go more ahead because we will see what else we can learn in a nutshell from this entire section. Even a transcendentalist is surrounded by innumerable material objects which possess good and bad qualities. However, one who has transcended material good and evil should not become entangled even when in contact with material objects. Rather, he should act like wind. So from wind, he is learning something. He says that a person sometimes is in contact with material objects. Some of them are which are good, some of them which are bad. Nonetheless, he should not be influenced by any of them. So in the purport, it is described that, once again, The wind actually moves from various places. Sometimes the place is very fragrant. Like if the wind is moving through a bagicha, what do you call bagicha in English? A garden, yeah, sorry. I generally ask the counter question, what is something called in Hindi? But, so sometimes the wind flows through garden and the wind becomes very fragrant. And sometimes wind goes across a very filthy place. But nonetheless, wind is not influenced by these places. It goes through, but then it just passes like a phase. Although a self-realized soul may live in various material bodies while in this world, experiencing their various qualities and function, he is never entangled. Just as wind, which carries various aroma, does not actually mix with them. So he is considering this particular soul to be like wind and the body to be like various places. Sometimes a living entity is getting auspicious or good material bodies, specifically those of human form of life. And sometimes the soul is awarded a very abominable bodies like that of pig and other lower species of life. Nonetheless, a transcendentalist should be transcendental to this. So it is again little difficult to understand how it goes through. But for us, we should neither hate somebody who is in very elevated material body and somebody who is apparently in lower species of life. So yet in another place it is described that if you are hating anything, you are still not fully Krishna conscious because you are hating something which is part of Krishna. So all these things scriptures give us very vividly so that we advance in our own Krishna consciousness. A thoughtful sage, even while living within a material body, should understand himself to be a pure spirit soul. Similarly, one should see that the spirit soul enters within all forms of life, both moving and non-moving, and that the individual souls are thus all-pervading. The sage should further observe that the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Supersoul is simultaneously present within all things. Both individual soul and Supersoul can be understood by comparing them to the nature of sky. Although the sky extends everywhere and everything rests within sky, the sky does not mix with anything, nor can it be divided by anything. So just by observing the phenomena of this material world, one can understand the nature of soul and the nature of super soul. So from the example of sky, this Avadhut Brahmana is understanding the nature of super soul. So as part of self-realization, self-realization means knowing ourself and also the super soul. So he says that everything is resting upon the sky. But sky is neither divided about anything. Sky extends everywhere and everything rests upon the sky. So wherever we see, the most farthest sight we see is of sky. We sometimes say that sky is the limit, because sky actually is technically speaking infinite. We cannot experience the entire sky. We being conditioned souls, we can only experience sky till the senses allow us to perceive. Similarly, the extent of greatness of Supreme Lord is beyond sensory perception, and we can understand only to the extent we can understand. Like that. So there is also a purport and much explanation about how sky represents super soul. But nonetheless, we will still go ahead because there are many, many examples. We still have only a few minutes. Although the mighty wind blows clouds and storms across the sky is never implicated or affected by these activities. Similarly, the spirit soul is not actually changed or affected by the contact of material bodies. Although the living entity enters within the body made of earth, water and fire, although he is impelled by the three modes of nature created by eternal time, his eternal spiritual nature is never affected. Now sometimes, of course here in this particular verse we are discussing, it says, Yat Pratyaksha Anubhava Abhyam. So we are to use our own Pratyaksha and Anuman to analyze these facts. Now sometimes we see that a sun or a moon is shining in the sky and the clouds are moving around the sun or moon. And when we are not very expert in perceiving through Pratyaksha, we feel that as if the sun is moving. Because our frame of reference is cloud, we feel that sun is moving. But actually clouds are moving. So similar thing happens with us in this material world. We most often identify saying that, you know, this is my body. I am becoming old. My hairs have become white. I am not able to walk fast as I was able to do when I was young age. These are all designations of not I. It is designations of body. The body is changing. But the soul always remains the same. It's not affected by any of these changes. So when we analyze this nature through the eyes of scripture, that is the time when we can clearly understand the nature of material world, the nature of the self, the nature of super soul. The Brahmana goes ahead and speaks about what he has learned from water, what he has learned from so many other aspects of his life. But we will stop here because it is 8:30. Anybody has any questions or comments, they can please do so. Okay, I'll just clarify. There are some things which we should learn what we should do, and some things which we should learn what we should not do. So going ahead in this section, the Avadhut Brahmana says that what he has seen from honeybees, if you carefully read the translation what I have read, he says, I have learned something from honeybees. So honeybee actually works day and night and he collects honey in honeycomb. And when honey thief comes, see, honey thief is also his guru and honeybee is also his guru. So when honey thief comes, he just steals away the honey, what honeybee has worked hard. Similarly, a conditioned soul works hard actually to acquire wealth. And he collects it in his home or sometimes hides it. But when honey thief comes, he just steals away and the honey bee cannot do anything but just flee away. So honey bee is a guru in the sense he teaches that you should not accumulate more than what you need. So such a person also is seen as a spiritual master by an enlightened spiritualist. So he says that honey bee, I have learned from you that I should not accumulate more than what I needed. Thank you for teaching me this. So that is a negative example, but still a transcendentalist sees that also as a guru. Okay? Any more questions or comments? Yeah. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.